Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah He. Until now, we've been talking about the prohibition of business with a Oved Avodah Zarah, with an idol worshiper, on his holiday and 3 days beforehand. That's all types of business would be forbidden. Here we'll talk about, during all times of the year, what items are forbidden to be sold to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, to idol worshippers, and also to regular Jews, to anybody else. You're not allowed to cause anybody to worship idols. So therefore, the prohibited items that we're mentioning here are asur to sell to anybody. Mishnah says, Elu devarim asurin limkor le'ovdei kohavim. These items are forbidden to be sold to idol worshippers and really anybody else at all times of the year. Astrebolin, acorns of oak trees. Ubenot shuach, upetot rotehen. White figs of the Benot Shuach species that have their stems still attached to them. Ulvona, frankincense, v'tadnegol halavan, or a white rooster. The idol worshippers would bring these items as part of their offerings. The items that we're talking about, the figs with their stems and the acorns of oaks, they would hang them up before their idols as offerings. And the frankincense, which was crystals that are made from the sap of a certain type of tree, they would light it on fire as incense, and they would bring out a pleasant fragrance. And the tadnegol lavan, the white rooster, they would usually be offered as korbanot, as sacrifices to their idols. Rabbi Yehuda omed, mutar limkor lo tadnegol lavan ben hatanegolin. Rabbi Yehuda qualifies the above statement, and he says he disagrees. The white rooster is not always prohibited. If it's sold with other roosters that are not white, then you could assume that the person who's buying it from you is buying it for something else. He's buying it for a non-idolatrous reason. So therefore, you could sell it to him, even with this white one included, with the other ones, it's allowed to be sold. Ubizman shehu bifnei atzmo, and adds the Mishnah, when you want to sell an idol worshipper, the white rooster alone, not mixed in with other roosters, kotea et etzba'o mochrolo, lefi she'en makrivin haser la'avodah zarah, the Jew, the shopkeeper in this type of scenario, has to first cut off the toe of the rooster and then he's allowed to sell it, because the idol worshipper would never bring an offering to his idol that has a mum, that has a blemish, that has its toe cut off. So therefore, you cut off a piece of its toe and therefore you know it's not going to Avodah Zarah and that would be permitted. Ushar kol ha-devarim setaman mutar uferushan asur. But all other items besides what we listed above, when you're selling to an idol worshipper, if the idol worshipper doesn't say anything about bringing them for idolatrous reasons, you're allowed to sell it to him. It's permissible. But if he tells you that he's using any other item for Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to sell it to him. The Bimeir Omer, Af Dekel Tav, adds in the Bimeir other items that you're not allowed to sell to an idol worshipper at any time. He first says, dates of high quality, date palm. That's not allowed to be sold to an idol worshipper ever. Also brings them as offerings. And also, Vehasav, sugar cane. Vinikliban, and also Niklivam, which was a very rare and valuable grass. Asur limkor le'ovdei kohavim. They're not allowed to be sold either, because they would also be offered to idols.